Wildlife photographer Marty Essens, a frequent speaker on college campuses, with stories of what the natural world has taught him all around the planet. He's written Cool Creatures, Hot Planet, and his latest book features the Alaskan Arctic, Florida's Everglades, Costa Rica, and Puerto Rico. It's called Endangered Edens. Marty, I'm fascinated by camouflage. What's your take on camouflage when you're in a place like the Everglades?
Great question. Every once in a while, I try to take a place and just stay in the same area for a while. I did it in my first book when I was in Borneo. We did it in my new book when we were in Costa Rica. And one of the things I found is if you walk, say, a path, and you can walk that path maybe three or four times. The first couple times, you don't see the wildlife. Mm-hmm. And then after you walk it a few more times, all of a sudden the wildlife just starts popping out because your eyes are seeing something different. It's like if someone came to my house in Montana, and I live kind of on this hill, and you can kind of look down in this valley behind our house, and if there is a deer or a moose or something, I will see it immediately. But if you take somebody from Costa Rica, they may not be able to see it. Whereas if
or my guide in Costa Rica going out for a night critter's walk.
Exactly.
That place was just filled with stuff I wouldn't have noticed
it's
otherwise.
It's one of the reasons why when I'm out in a rainforest region, why I try to go with a local guide.
Yeah, because
their eyes are attuned to that ecosystem.
Carl in Washburn, North Dakota emailed us, and Carl writes, how often have you had surprise interactions with poisonous snakes when you're concentrating on your photography work instead of your surroundings?
Oh, good question. I don't know that I've ever had surprise interactions because that's what I'm always keeping an eye open for. So I think it's more the animal that is surprised that I had found it.
But I suppose when you're focusing on your camera, apart from just snakes, you could find yourself, if you're not careful, in a situation that you got to be careful of.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm very aware of that. That makes me think of when I was in Australia. And I'm in this tall grass in Australia and photographing something, and I'm being very careful that I don't back up through this tall grass because there could be a venomous snake right behind me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you really have to – it is one of the things when you're in remote areas where there are a lot of venomous animals, you have to totally be aware of every step you take.
What's the image or the lesson that you share with your students that has the greatest impact?
Well, I think one of the things that has the greatest impact is poison dart frogs. And I show this picture of this poison dart frog, and they're poisonous, and their skin secretions are poisonous. In fact, the native people will take the most poisonous of the dart frogs and put the poison on their darts and arrows, and they use it for hunting. That's how it gets the name poison dart frog. And they're very colorful. So I show people this picture of a poison dart frog, and then we go to another picture of the poison dart frog in the palm of a person's hand. And this poison dart frog is about the size of a joint of a pinky finger. It is very, very small. And people are just amazed. Here's a full-grown frog that is a half an inch long, and it's just really cool.
So you wouldn't know the context without seeing it
without
in the palm
seeing
of your
it in
hand.
And that's one of the things I think that I really enjoy about nature is getting down on my hands and knees and looking for the little things because it's a whole new world down there.
There's a lot of surprises awaiting people who know how to look for them
uh-huh.
and take the time to find them.
Yes.